When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
So a bloodbath again at MetLife Stadium yesterday. Giants lose to the Bucks 30-7 as they come out of the bye week with a dud. They were down 23-0 at the half. You had four different Bucks, including Baker Mayfield, score rushing touchdowns. So the move to Tommy DeVito did nothing to stop the stink for the Giants. Right on down the line in the postgame, beginning with Dexter Lawrence. They were outspoken in support of Daniel Jones earlier in the week, and things obviously did not go well on Sunday.
Are you angry?
Extremely. We play soft, and they beat the out of us today.
And they did. Brian Burns asked about being down 30-0 out of the bye week, said, quote, "That's ass." Over on the offensive side, Malik Nabers frustrated after zero first-half targets. As the Giants got nothing done against that Tampa Bay defense, he's fed up with this garbage.
What words today would you use to describe this loss?
Selfish.
How disappointed are you?
Very.
What are you most disappointed about?
I mean, it's all, man. I'm tired of going out there and losing. Like, it's just that. I mean, I don't know, bro.
As far as
I'll tell you, if Bruce Beck wants to retire from NBC, he could probably start working for BetterHelp as one of the therapists. The way he delivers his, what are you most disappointed about? Tell me about that time. That's your uncle. Never mind. But, you know,
we got
he's got that. He's got that voice. He's got that calming voice.
Yep. Cadence, absolutely.
And then Malik Nabers, just that whole scene with the gum and the leather jacket and the sunglasses. It's soft as F. It's just, here we are, man.
Yeah. He said it's not about the quarterback, though, because the results were the same with DeVito as they were with Daniel Jones, who is set to clear waivers today at 4 o'clock. Then he's free to sign elsewhere, and sounds like he will have multiple suitors, including some playoff contenders. Couple of other quotes. Jermaine Illuminor, quote, "I personally don't think everybody's given 100%.
Wow.
Darius Slayton asked if they can put together some more inspiring efforts. Forget victories, just a better effort the rest of the way with six games still remaining.
Yeah, we can if people start doing their job, but I mean, it's like anything, bro. If you go out there and you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you get beat, and we collectively get beat.
I also saw this one.
Is like this is a reoccurring theme amongst the players. Somebody's not doing their jobs. Like, who are we talking about here?
Nobody named names, but...
I know we could see, like, what we think is the case, or, you know, if John Michael Schmitz gets run over, that's just a physical one play on one, you know, that's just one, and that's physical. That's not a mistake. Just getting beat, that's all. But who are making the mistakes, or who isn't coming prepared, or who isn't showing up, who isn't giving the effort? You know, because the players are calling out somebody. I don't, I'm just trying to figure out who.
Darius Slayton's been here a while, obviously. Quote, "We've got capable players that don't play like they're capable, period. 6 long years for me, dog."
Okay, so like, what? Like, who is he talking about?
Not sure. It's multiple regimes for him.
I mean, is it, I mean,
I don't know.
Is that a knock at the coaching staff? Like, we have the guys are just not playing up their abilities because these coaches don't put them in the right spots?
I mean, it could be. But now it's all fraying at the edges now. And now it's finger pointing time. Things are coming apart. I mean, even Tommy DeVito, as positive as he wants to be and as much energy as he wants to bring, sometimes it's impossible. If you step on the field and you don't feel like you can get something done, you know, you don't have a chance.
Oh, he told us last hour that it's been a while, but it's coming soon. So stay tuned.
Well, for him, I hope so, man. I have nothing against, you know, any of these guys. You want them to win, but Jesus.
Yeah.
This is tough. It's got to be just killing Brian Daboll. So got to be killing him.
The response to the end of the Daniel Jones era, pretty alarming, obviously. And our guy, C-Mac, who's been on the bench Daniel Jones and tank for a quarterback train for a while, couldn't believe even so the lack of effort and quit from the remainder of the team yesterday over what he says is a mediocre to below average quarterback.
Like, I'm sorry. I like Daniel Jones. I respect Daniel Jones. He's tough as hell. He doesn't run from anything. He doesn't run from criticism. He doesn't run from contact. He doesn't run or hide from anything. He is a stand-up dude. I respect the hell out of Daniel Jones. He stinks. He's not very good.
So point being, why the impact on the rest of the team? Are they like Dexter Lawrence? Is, you know, seemingly crushed.
I don't know. Boomer didn't agree with me on this, but my take was that it wasn't so. It's a combination of Daniel Jones being like the nicest guy who worked his ass off and dealt with injuries and rehab, and also the idea that their move with releasing him was motivated, or making him the fourth quarterback was motivated by money.
Yeah.
And I felt like that maybe didn't sit well. Like, you're really going to do this guy dirty who's been giving his entire effort to the organization because of this injury guarantee? Like, you're going to just swat him away? Like, that doesn't sit well with players, I would imagine. But
well, I think if the players, they know it's a business. I mean, their agents are fighting for them all the time. But they should also realize that the owner of this team did right by Daniel Jones by releasing him. Because remember, Daniel Jones went in there and asked for his release.
Yeah.
I was assuming that they were going to release him, much like the Raiders did with Derek Carr, but they didn't fully release him. They just told him to go home.
Yeah, go home, yeah.
We still have you under contract, because they didn't want him going anywhere, I guess, and playing somewhere else. But by what John Mara just did here, he did Daniel Jones a huge solid. And I do believe that with the Saquon Barkley stuff and how John Mara felt about that, because we saw that, and how he, when he brought in Brian Daboll and said how we screwed over this player so many times because we haven't given him a real chance to get, you know, into an offense for the better part of 2 years, I think he felt like he owed him the right to release him and not, like, what do I say, insult him by making him the fourth quarterback.
He also is opening himself up, John Mara is, to further embarrassment, because there is a scenario out there where Daniel Jones gets an opportunity to play and plays well. And that's going to be another thing that people can laugh at the Giants for. But I don't think that's going to happen. But by allowing him to go somewhere, you also are open to that situation.
I think I honestly think John Mara is a stand-up guy. I really do.
I mean, we know that.
You know why? Because you normally don't see stuff like this. You really don't see stuff like this. And this owner took care of this young man, paid him a lot of money, and said, you know what, if you can hook on with another team here at the end of the year, God bless you, and I don't want you to have the indignity of standing on the sideline as the fourth-string quarterback, not even in uniform.
Yeah, I mean, we asked, was he going to be in street clothes? Was he going to be...
He would have been in street clothes had he still been here, but, you know, so they... And I'm sure that Daniel's agent probably told them, look, I got a couple teams that would love to have you as the backup and as they're making these playoff runs.
So that's 4 p.m. today?
4 p.m. Yep. is when I think the transactions for today.
I wonder, you know, I had somebody, you know, obviously getting a lot of posts this morning because of this discussion. A lot of different teams out there that fans are talking about, the Dolphins being one of them. Eddie, what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably better than Skylar Thompson.
Tyler Huntley, yeah.
Ravens, Dolphins, 49ers. Anybody else you could think of?
Vikings.
The Vikings were thrown out there, but I would kind of surprise me.
Yeah.
I know they like Nick Mullins there. I don't know. I would think if I'm Daniel Jones, the Dolphins and the 49ers are the real intriguing places for me.
Even though the 49ers might not make it.
Hell.
You get a chance to play with all those guys. And I know it's not been a great year for them. And Deebo Samuel.
I mean, I don't know how bad Brock Purdy is, but if Brock Purdy is like a 3-week injury and he's going to go out there tomorrow.
Not sure.
And he's going to go play with that group of guys and they got a road trip to Buffalo next week. I'd go there.
But how hurt is Brock Purdy? Al, remember when he quit during that NFC Championship game, Brock Purdy?
Oh, yeah, with everything on the line.
Yeah, so I wonder, is this a real injury or not?
Great question.
Track record
Didn't
here.
You backed that up initially. Yeah, that's right. You were hoping nobody remembered that.
Al idiots. And I were on the same page.
You guys are idiots.
Fake UCL injury.
That was like, you know, fake you sad on
Tommy
your
John surgery.
He didn't give it his all. That's all.
No. I mean, he actually went back out on the field.
Tried to play left-handed.
Yeah, and was like left-handing the ball off. And what are we doing?
Yeah, right. The thing's already snapped. Like, you know.
Shoot it up. Let's go.
Shoot it up. Let's go. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So a lot of these former Giants, it's sort of, you know, insult to injury between Saquon's night last night. We talked about Xavier McKinney, his seventh interception. From a Giants and Jets standpoint, you got Geno Smith coming to town this week. Seahawks won yesterday. Another former Jet and Giant had a monster day on defense, that being our old friend Leonard Williams. And the new Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald was quick to throw roses at him after the game.
I thought he was dominant. I knew he played great, and then I looked at the stat line. I didn't realize he played out of his mind. Yeah, he's there's not many like him walking the planet, and I'm glad he's on our team. And he's a heck of a guy.
I mean,
well, you know, the Jets drafted him, so they knew what they were doing, and then they traded him to the Giants, who knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
and then they gave him an opportunity to go into the playoffs and go play for Seattle.
At least they got something for him. So.
Everything you said is right. It's just the timing of these things.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Yeah. When was the last time you heard Leonard Williams?
I know. And if you watched that, I mean, he was like everywhere. He's firing up the crowd. He's blowing kisses to the fans in Seattle. I'm like, really?
What is going Baker on Mayfield's a MetLife team.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Which OCU Manure, did you see his tweet?
I did not know.
Which I was odd. He was. Yeah, I had her here real quick. There must be repercussions for that celebration. Must be.
Like what? Like break his leg?
I don't know, but it was, yeah.
But look at that.
Oh, man.
We'll hear a little bit more about
that
in a moment of the day.
By the way, you don't do it this
way.
Yeah,
it wasn't even doing well.
I don't know what the heck he was doing. It was like a Trump dance up in the air with the Italian signal. I mean, what was
I don't know, but they had the last laugh, obviously. Nets beat the Kings out in Sacramento, 108-103. Cam Thomas led the way with 34 points. They'll turn around and play the Warriors tonight. We will have coverage on The Fan after the beginning of Monday Night Football. You got the Harbaugh Bowl between the Ravens and the Chargers out at SoFi Stadium, and then the conclusion of that game will be on the AM dial.
I mean, tonight's a good night for sports.
There's a lot
here.
Going
yes.
on.
Yeah. Yes!
Knicks, Nets, all the hockey locals are at home.
Reasonable
as well.
Hours.
Well, not so much. Basketball will be late because both teams are out west. The Knicks are in Denver, not as bad.
That
yeah,
was brutal.
Yeah, and then Nets-Warriors out on the west coast as well. So you've got all that to look forward to. Right now, we're going to look forward to Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. Remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So we're just talking about the Baker Mayfield Italian hand celebration there, which became a bit of a post-game thing with one particular reporter who I guess didn't care for it. A little bit of a back and forth with Mayfield here.
Who came up with that?
Oh, I have no idea. I just see him do it.
No, but whose idea was it for you to do that? And when did you know you were going to do it?
Most of the times I don't know what I'm going to do, so... there's spontaneous stuff.
That was just spontaneous? That was not planned? I mean, even your teammates got into it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, New York fans love Tommy here and give him something they like.
Are you Italian by any chance or no?
I haven't done a 23andMe, but I don't know.
She was not amused by the whole thing.
I mean, what
was she trying to get at?
I don't know, and I would have assumed that this was a New York, like a local New York reporter, and what I can gather, I guess this was someone from Tampa. I don't know what. But she brought up the Italian thing. It's like, are you Italian by chance?
Italian?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Are you?
I'm not really sure.
You didn't plan that? What?
I mean.
That's exactly how I
mean, Jesus. So you didn't, really? That wasn't premeditated? I mean, I don't understand. Is it a trivia? You said it was a trivia lady. Are you Italian? Shut up. Jesus Christ. It's brutal. What the hell was wrong with you?
A lot of weird stuff going on around these parts these days.
Hey, the Blues just fired their coach?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, Jim Montgomery gets shaken loose in Boston, and teams are like, tripping over themselves.
So he'll be on the bench at MSG tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure kicking ass and taking names with his new team.
The way things have been going on around here.
Yeah.
Watch Bisnevich come up with a hat trick or something
tonight for the Blues. Yes. Igor gets chased.
Yeah. All right, CeeLo.
Maybe Kondra Miller lay out another of his own teammates.
Yeah.